Unpack Portland culture with the Artslandia box. One special experience, one treat, 1 month at a time. We'll curate a year of artistic adventures. You just have to open the box every month and explore. For you, for your friends, for your best clients. Order your Artslandia box at artslandiabox.com and do it now. These exclusive boxes launch in September.
Hi, everybody. I'm Susanna Mars, and welcome to Adventures in Artslandia. I'm sitting with Fuchsia Lin, who I've known for many years, working in many capacities in Portland as a designer, and she's also a filmmaker and a costume designer and a writer and an artist in every way. And she is working on a new project, and she's doing some funding for it. So, hi, Fuchsia.
Hi, Susanna. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Good. So, tell everybody the music they just heard was originally written for this piece coming up.
Yes. Yes. It's a piece composed by J.G. Reinhold, myself, and Andrea Parson, who appears courtesy of Northwest Dance Project. Mm-hmm. We collaborated together. J.G., he created the music, but we worked very closely together to make a song that expresses the idea of the transformation of ice to liquid water and to condensation.
Well, that's a real big part of your piece. Can you explain to everybody what the piece is about and how it relates to environmentalism and what you're doing?
Yes. Well, Future Cosmos Flow is a fable that I created about two isolated beings living on another planet. And they are exploring their planet one day, and they lose their way, and they take refuge in this cave, which unbeknownst to them is heated by a hot spring. And so there's some liquid water, which they've never seen before. And they're curious, so they take a sip of this water. And that night when they're sleeping, they have a prophetic dream about another planet where the ice is melting. And they've never knew about this planet before. Mm. So when they wake up, they're very moved, they're concerned, and they decide to visit the Earth, and they decide to follow their vision and visit the Earth. Mm. So they have extraordinary powers, and they transport through a magic portal in the cave and arrive on the Earth, where they see that their dream was indeed true. They see the ice melting, and they see the rising seas. So they are really moved by this, and they take compassion and want to help somehow.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, and the way they help the Earth is they transport back through this dimensional magic portal to their home planet Ceres, which is an ice-covered planet, and they transport the ice through the magic portal to their Earth, and they are able to assist us through this calamity that we're currently facing.
So that's something that it sounds as though you're very moved by, the global warming issue, and this is art is in response to that.
Well, it seems like that would be the main issue, but really the message is it's a story about transformation. And I see the ice melting for what it is. It's a transition from one state to another, and transforming from one thing to another is also part of the process of healing. So perhaps the transformation we're going through right now is the healing that we're in need of.
I remember you and I talking about both of the deaths of our fathers, and I would assume that also pours into it.
Yes, yes, it does. There's definitely healing that's going on a personal level, and then there's healing that I believe needs to happen on a collective level as well. And so Future Cosmos Flow is really about sharing an inspiring message and hope to help us stay positive.
And this film is going to be made coming up.
Well, we have been working on it for a year and a half now. So we're really ready to start filming as soon as we can, as soon as the costumes are completed.
Mm-hmm. And speak to that as well about the costumes, because you are also creating the costumes.
Yes. The costumes are really, really a big part of the film in that they help to tell the story. This story is told through different mediums, elaborate costumes, dance, music, animation. And so costumes are a big part of it. And they are, they're inspired by the photographs of these water crystals that this water researcher, Dr. Masaru Emoto, he did these studies about the effect of our, you know, positive and negative influences on water's molecular structure. So I heard about this study and I was really fascinated and inspired by this phenomenon. And so the costumes are inspired by the photographs, and so they're water crystal costumes.
And they're especially beautiful and personal to you because you designed them, you made them with hand-dyed organic dyes, and in a very personal process. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, the costumes are very textural, colorful. They have a lot of detail. There's a lot of love that goes into these costumes. They're very time intensive, and they are I want to describe them quickly just to give you an idea. They're all different colors of fabric and all different colors of fabric and shapes, and they're sort of like a mosaic. Mm. And they're all sewn together in different shapes. And parts of the costume look very rigid, and so they resemble the arms on a ice crystal, water ice crystal. And parts of the costume come off as the story progresses to illustrate the transformation of ice into water, mm. into like condensation. Mm-hmm. So the sleeves come off, and the very rigid sleeves come off at some point, and they're replaced by these flowy sleeves, and then the bottoms turn into flowing skirts. Mm-hmm. So the costume really directs the movement of the dancers.
Well, this piece has so many aspects to it. Dance, yeah. Costume, music. It's a real collaborative.
Andrea Parsons, she's currently dancing with Northwest Dance Project. Mm-hmm. And the other incredible dancer I'm collaborating with, Victor Yusoff, mm-hmm. he used to dance with Northwest Dance Project, but he is currently studying to become a doctor right now.
Oh, interesting.
So, I'm very thankful to Northwest Dance Project's support in allowing us to rehearse at their space.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yes. Mm-hmm. So you are doing a fundraising campaign right now for this work.
I am.
And that's really what we wanted to talk about, to encourage people who are interested in this piece to take a look at what Fuchsia has going on and what she might need. There is a campaign, a fundraising campaign. It's called fundraisingfracturedatlas.org.
Yes.
Fracturedatlas.org. And you can make a donation to Future Cosmos Flow. And they are wanting to raise $11,000. By the time you hear this, there will be about 22 more days to be a part of this film.
Yes.
And help Fuchsia reach her financial goal and her artistic goal. And just to keep in mind that Fuchsia contributes to many arts organizations. Maybe if you could name a few. I know I've worked with you at Portland Center Stage, at Portland Opera, and you're doing work all over the city to make beautiful work, and it would be really wonderful if people who are enjoying her work in other arenas might be able to support her personal work.
Yeah, I'm currently working at the Portland Opera right now. We're going through tech rehearsals, so mm-hmm. right after our lovely talk together, I have to rush back to work mm-hmm. and finish up the costumes. I've also worked for many years at Portland Center Stage, and the Oregon Ballet Theater. And so many of the costumes that you might have seen on stage, like the Queen of the Night and the Magic Flute, or at Portland Center Stage, Roxanne's costume and Cyrano de Bergerac, I made those costumes, and I had the honor to make those costumes. And so it's really cool to see my work.
So you've made work for so many people, and I know all the artists who have been costumed by you have just enjoyed it so much. Your workmanship's incredible.
Thank you.
I think it's really interesting to note a lot of artists in the city who are working in different areas also have personal work that they do, that they're building, and you're one of those people.
Yes, it's I love being able to work in the Portland Opera because there's so much creativity there, and that really fuels my creativity. It's just a balance of, you know, finding time to create my own projects. And I will be finishing up at the Portland Opera probably in 2 weeks. So I would love to have that time and focus to really work on future Cosmos Flow, because what's really important is we're filming outdoors in the beautiful Pacific Northwest. Like, there's a beautiful waterfall, waterfalls and rivers. And it's really important to be able to start filming before it starts raining. So we are on a really tight schedule, and we need to finish the costumes before it starts raining. You know, the weather gets, you know, that Pacific Northwest weather.
So if people are donating, will they receive updates about how the project is going and so forth?
Yes. So Fractured Alice is my sponsor. They're an arts organization based in New York City, and they allow all the contributions made to my project to be tax deductible. Mm. And I really want to express that my story, Future Cosmos Flow, is really a story about transformation. And so to all those people out there who believe in stories of hope and positivity, and also an appreciation for the arts and fine labor, fine design and labor, and just beautiful work, to consider making a contribution. $10 or $50 or $100, any amount is greatly appreciated to help me reach my goal.
And if you want more information about this project, you can go to crystalsoftransformation.com.
Yes.
Or fuchsialin.com, which is fuchsialin.com. And you can go to the fracturedatlas.org, and you can find the project there as well to make a donation. And thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me about the project. It's really fantastic.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you. Yeah.